You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, hey, we're in mid-October now, and inflation, well, inflation's all being dealt with. Don't worry about it. Hey, my concern isn't stagflation. My concern is steakflation, because I've seen the cost of my my New York strip or my bone-in ribeye double over the past 18 months. And hey, you got to eat. Maybe you don't have to work, and maybe you don't have to play, but you got to eat. Well, here to discuss and figure out when the capitulation is going to come by the central banks is our good friend, Gordon T. Long. Gordon, great to have you back on. It's been a while.
It has. And Carrie, thank you very much for having me back. Especially a good subject to talk about here. Steakflation. I like that.
Yeah,
because that's where it really hurts, and that's what's woke. Well, I mean, everybody's now awake to what it means when you go to the grocery store, the gas pumps, but everybody seems to think that it's going to go away, and it's not. You know, these things last a long period of time, and they go in cycles.
Yes.
So if a lot of us lived through the 70s, this is worse than the 70s. It's more intractable than the 70s. And we were able to actually get out of the 70s because we came together with the petrodollar with Saudi Arabia. That's completely broken down now. The petrodollar's out the window. Their alliances have shifted. So, and the situation in Europe is such that our energy is a massive ongoing problem, ever mind the food issues. So we actually see, you know, we call it the 5% inflation regime that we're in, and they usually last, they're usually in the 10-year kind of cycle.
They're cycles.
And they bring in something, and they end cycles. And we've seen the first wave of the cycle, and we think there's two more waves that will subsequently fall. The next one being the real energy issue, because we're nowhere close to solving the problem. And now it's got into being a geopolitical issue, not just poor investment, not just the this whole shift to climate. I'm a big believer in green energy, but the implementation plan, at least in the United States, is a disaster. It makes no sense at all. Not that we shouldn't be moving in that direction. But, you know, as an old engineer, there's one thing to have a great concept and a great idea, but it's all in the details of getting there. And a lot of great ideas fail miserably.
Well,
because you just failed at the implementation
plan. Just remember, before we had oil and before we had the internal combustion engine, we had brown energy. And all you had to do was go to the corner of Broad and Wall in New York, and there was 5 feet of manure piled up. It was a health disaster. And it wasn't the government that mandated automobiles to get rid of the brown pollution. The market did it. And to go pushing green energy without the market being ready and willing and able, most importantly, to take up the slack, they're going to push us back to brown energy at this rate. Gordon, you're going to be taking a horse to go to church on Sundays.
Exactly. Carrie, I have relatives in Austria, and the thing making the most money is them renting out or leasing out their woodlots, because it's like gold today. If you've got woodlots where you can get trees and forest products down for firewood, it's better than gold, and that's what's going on. And so that's the worry that's sweeping over Europe. So it's not brown energy; it's a new form of green energy there.
Yeah, well, that's a green energy, but not the kind they want, because it puts out all sorts of pollutants in the air. All you have to do is go to a ski resort right around President's Weekend, and you will see everybody's burning their wood-burning fireplaces and wood-burning stoves, and the place is a mess. So, there might be pollution coming from burning hydrocarbons. Nobody can dispute that, although The amount of pollution that comes out of an automobile tailpipe now is minuscule compared to when we were around in the 50s, 60s. It's nothing. And the problems are way, way overstated. I mean, you remember what California used to be like, Gordon, in the good old days. You couldn't breathe. New York City had a layer of yellow above it from all the coal-burning power plants putting out sulfur dioxide. You don't see that anymore. The fact of the matter is our air quality has vastly improved over the past 40 years.
Yeah, and it wasn't just government's assistance and a little bit of focus. It makes sense. It made business sense. So we were willing to make the kinds of investments. But right now, this is like a forced set of investments, and the things will happen naturally if it's going to be better for people. It makes cost sense, and it'll work. And because we're force fitting it, this is bad policies, and it's springing over into the whole global geopolitical problems we're now facing. We're seeing central banks right around Bank of Japan. I can go through the list of them. Last week, it's the Swiss National Bank that are having serious problems with this gyration that springs out of inflation, springing out of energy. Look what happened in the UK with the Bank of England and the pension plans, all centered out of a bill, their mini budget, trying to address the elevating inflation of energy costs, of how they were going to protect the UK people from these costs with a fixed rate. And so without getting into these kinds of details, that's where this problem with inflation really is bigger than we've ever seen before. And even if inflation falls down into the lower range, it's still too high for the debt kinds of structures that we handle, and it's bleeding our capital. I'm sure many, many of your guests are talking about that. But we're right on the boat. I just wrote a newsletter here this morning, right on the verge of a major capitulation potentially, and which could take the markets down quite hard. I need to immediately carry on saying on that. Every time we reach such obvious points like this, and this is an obvious one, the governments always come in with some map where they change the rules. In 2008, it was get rid of mark to magic or mark to market, which never came back. They'll come in and change the rules. And that's what we need to right now watch what happens.
All right. So capitulation.
But they won't change the energy. Yeah. But they won't change the energy and inflation problem. They'll just kind of paper it over.
Does that mean that the central banks are going to start printing money again, particularly the Fed, and start cutting rates? I mean, look, it looks like they're imploding the economy. Housing prices are starting to come down. Used car prices coming down. Employment numbers are holding, but they're a lagging indicator. They don't mean anything in the long run. So where are we?
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Torque Resources is an exploration company establishing a portfolio of premier copper gold early stage projects in Chile. Torque's management and technical teams have a strong track record of raising capital, discovery, and monetization of exploration successes. The company's Margarita Copper Gold project is located within the prolific coastal Cordillera Belt in Chile, which hosts some of the world's largest and most profitable copper mines. The Margarita project possesses excellent discovery potential for a major copper discovery due to the strength of the alteration system, large-scale magnetic targets, and the presence of copper oxide mineralization. Drilling is anticipated to begin in Q3 of this year. Torque trades in Canada under TORQ and on the OTC under TRBMF. To learn more, go to TorqueResources.com. That's TorqueResources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
That is the essence of the problem right now. And too many people have got their eyes on the Fed. We have got our eyes right now on the U.S. Treasury, on Yellen specifically, not Powell. Powell has got a strategy that we've got to really push the wealth effect to force us into a recession. It'll happen on its own. But we put so much money into the system that is fighting too limited a supply, but the supply is now coming on board. The only way to really get inflation under control, he's got to hold these rates up for a little longer than people want. Let this asset capitulation happen, but not out of control. He figures he can balance it. But somewhere in here, it's like an L-shaped carry. He's got to drop the assets, but he's got to hold it for a period of time to really start to bring inflation back into a level. But things are breaking, and that's the problem, because the Fed always pushes until something breaks, and then they have no choice but to step in. What's different right now, Carrie, and why I mentioned Yellen, is as things are breaking, it's actually the Treasury that's taking the actions. And we were into this really hard last week, watching, you know, as everybody was running around with the Swiss National Bank, and we were issuing $6.3 billion of swaps to keep them above. And that has to do with what's going on with Credit Suisse, and the week before, $1.8 billion in swaps. So you see those swaps come in, but they come out of the central bank, the Federal Reserve. But behind the scenes, we saw Yellen running around getting Congress's approval to take $21 billion of U.S. SDRs, that is our SDRs, and give them to the IMF. Well, why are we doing that? Well, that's part of the unofficial bailouts that are going on behind the scenes right now. That could be the only reason for her to be doing that. So things are breaking. And when I can go through the list, I mentioned the UK, what's happening with the yen curve, the yield curve control in the Bank of Japan. And we just mentioned Switzerland. But they're actually trying to fix those problems, but coming at it different. And also we saw Yellen last week running around to the banks saying whether the U.S. Treasury should be buying back bonds. Now, when we do quantitative easing, it's the Federal Reserve buying them back, right? And that's been the way. But now it's the Treasury, and how they do it, Carrie, and it gets into this whole area of financial repression. They don't actually have to buy them. They're using this old gimmick of called contingent liabilities. And so what they do is the Treasury just has to guarantee it. So as long as they guarantee it to the banks, the banks suddenly have, for example, the Treasury bills or the SDRs, they can guarantee it. People borrow and the liquidity surges in without it showing up as changing the direction in quantitative tightening, without the banks or the Treasury having to put it on its books. I don't want to get too complicated, but that's why we're so focused on what the Treasury's doing, not the Fed's doing, because the Fed's going to play this game for as long as they can before they come off it. Because like we were talking, Carrie, this inflation is not going away. And if it just pivots too quickly, people will turn against the Federal Reserve in a massive, massive way. So I didn't mean to get long-winded here, but it's a very subtle game that's going on. And also, we're in the midst of, you know, a major regime changes in just how the world works, because, you know, the monetary policy is shifting now more to the, as we just talked about, fiscal, but it's monetary and fiscal. The Fed can't fix supply problems, for example. It can fix demand, and we've had this massive supply problem. It can't fix problems that the fiscal, the Treasury creates. You know, we just pumped out close to $5 trillion. The Fed can only react to it. And so I'm not trying to defend the Fed, but it's doing the best it can with what is being dumped on it. It's not part of its mandate.
Got it. All right. Well, there's a world of trouble ahead. Nobody can really stop what's happening. All they can do is be like the little Dutch boy and put their fingers in the dike's holes as they multiply and hope that they have enough fingers to go around here. But Gordon,
it's also the best time to invest.
That's what I was just going to say. How do you cash in on this? When you know what's coming, when you see the future so clearly, how do you make money off of it?
Sometimes it's just patience. And Carrie, as you well know, we're trend followers. Okay, so we don't try and catch the bottom 5% or try and hold on for the top 5. We try and establish the trend. And right now, the trends are down. And when I say the trends, we've always had this kind of 60-40 split between the stock market and the bond market. And stocks are going down. You
that's
went to bonds.
Real good.
But now that is a disaster now with parities. You're getting killed. You're getting killed on bonds. You're getting killed. You're getting killed on all assets as they come down. Even you know, we're big gold holders and silver holders. But you know, with the dollar so high right now and real rates going high, the dollar's going, the gold is going nowhere. But what we're in now, when I go back to being the trend follower, we're in down trends. But when trends are in, they usually, you know, there's a big leg down, if you would, to make it really simple here. Like you drop down, then there's a bit of a consolidation period, and then there's the next wave down. It's called a double combo or a zigzag for those that are Elliott wave. And it's a, we're in the middle of a classic, and we're finishing that. We're in the middle of that consolidation period here. And before we do the next wave down, and that Collins consolidation period is all about when the Fed will actually pivot, and they'll be forced, they'll hold on and with the games, but we will have this next drop down. And when it drops, then they will pivot. But until that happens, they're not. But they're going to try and drag this out through things like I just mentioned with the Treasury and other methods as long as they can, because that's the only way they can really fight this inflation.
Well,
to give it time where more supply comes on board, and therefore we get more of a deflationary pressures in the economy.
Yeah, they're playing a losing hand, though. They can't really do it.
Oh, don't give me, I'm not trying to support them here.
Yeah, they're pretending that they can remain tough on inflation indefinitely, but they do reach a breaking point, as the economy will reach a breaking point. We see these bubbles all over. Hey, Gordon, can you send your latest missive that you were kind enough to provide me to our faithful FSN community members?
Oh, absolutely. It's available free to anybody.
All right.
But we'll send it to you.
All right.
Because we lay out a lot of this, what we're just talking about.
All right. So send me a email to kl@carrylutz.com. Put in the subject line Gordon T. Long report, and we will make sure that Gordon sends it off to you. Gordon, what's the best website these days to find you at?
Pretty well exclusively at Matasii, that's MATASII.com. And we have all sorts of materials on there that we open to the public, just as a kind of a courtesy, because remember, we're investors, we're in the trend following business.
Yep, exactly. Well, we really appreciate that you're offering it to many of you out there listening. So you can always go to the site to matasii.com. Check out Gordon's latest work. I promise that it will be worth your while. Shoot us an email what you think, kl@carrylutz.com. Anything that Gordon and I spoke about or anything else on your mind. Gordon, we will talk to you again real soon. Really appreciate your stopping by.
Thank you, Carrie. Talk to you again.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.